This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahomia, everyone. I'm your Dungeon Bahomia. Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard one, Surefoot.
Emily Axford.
Moonshine Sabin, reporting for business
and
from
Cald-
the Crick, a.k.a. Crickness.
Okay. And Caldwell Tanner.
Beverly Togold.
I've never heard of anybody reporting, reporting for business.
Reporting for business. I think it's duty.
It's duty.
Reporting for business.
But
I didn't
business.
Come here to do duty. I came here to do business.
Oh, my goodness.
You have a very, very filthy pantsuit on.
Yeah. Glad you're making the distinction. What is formal at the Crick?
What is formal?
Yeah, like what would formal wear at the Crick be?
Linen coveralls.
Unwashed, unkempt.
Yeah. Let's do a little recap, guys.
Just a bralette bandeau
yeah.
and some leaves stitched into a mini pencil skirt.
That's good. That's a good look.
Yeah, let's do a recap. So last week, you guys had some big wins. We got them green teens back.
Yeah. Green teens recovered.
Erlen Derlen Cran.
Our buddies.
Welcome to the campaign. They're permanent, right?
Yeah, they're going to follow you guys around. They're in the party. This is
I'll start playing
party
as Derlen, actually.
They're in bags because they have 7 HP and they don't have good instincts.
Well, yeah,
so they are little liabilities.
They're in bags touching each other.
They're in bags because they were being annoying and you guys put them in bags so they wouldn't talk anymore.
You have to think about...
We're no better than the Bollywogs.
You have to think about them as our backup lives. If one of us dies in the campaign, you just become one of the green teams.
Yeah, you have to be Derlen. Everyone has to be Derlen.
Good lord, if that's not incentive to stay safe, I don't know what is.
Jesus.
Okay.
Never been higher.
So we started with Moonshine and Beverly swimming up into the sunken part of the keep while Hard One snuck around the back. You guys all climbed up to the second floor and found the kobolds preparing for a ceremony in their dark chapel. Or for business. They were in town for business. They did have some Tim Hortons. It was lightly catered. But you swooped in and
Tim
attacked.
Tim Hortons, the official brew business.
You want to get something done? Have our watery coffee and our stale donuts. Rent out a sad conference room at a Holiday Inn.
If our hard donuts don't get you working.
Sacrifice a bunch of children to your weird god.
Just a kobold in an 80s businesswoman suit with big shoulder pads.
And a huge dick.
Oh, yeah. We forgot about our friend with the big hog and the ripped body.
Yeah.
That was the kobold sorcerer. All right. So Moonshine and Beverly were knocked out, and Hard One had his chance to shine as he finally used a second wind.
And shine he did.
Shine he did. He regained some hit points and was able to rush over and revive Moonshine, who then revived Beverly. From there, you guys took charge and killed the kobold leader, the sorcerer, who, as we all know, was in real good shape and had a nice hog.
Peak physical form.
You then snuck up to the northeast guard tower, and you found the green teens.
Yeah.
Erlen, Derlen, and Cran.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Moonshine barfed out of the tower because they were so sweet. They were so sweet and annoying.
They're a bit sweet for my Crick taste. Uh-huh.
There are a few sweet little Denny's.
They don't make youngins so sweet at the Crick. you got some salty youngins.
You guys then
crazed naked. And they're the mayor.
They eat everything they shouldn't.
Oh, my goodness.
And won't eat anything they should.
So you guys put the teens back in the burlap sacks that they were kidnapped in.
From whence they came.
That's what the scoutmaster said to
do. And you belayed down the castle wall.
Kaloo, Kalay!
And ran off into the forest, but not before finding out from Cran that she heard the kobolds talking about a dragon egg.
Yes.
Whoa. You guys also got to level 3, so we rolled new hit points and stuff, but you guys are still low health right now at your current hit points because nobody's taken a long rest or anything.
We have to instantly fall asleep.
So you guys right now are in the back of the castle. You guys have escaped and gone off into the forest. You guys are there right now with Erlin, Durlin, and Cran. It is actually, it's only like 12 p.m. So you guys just had this big jailbreak adventure, but it's still the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
You guys had spied on the bullywugs, trading the kids to the kobolds early in the morning. Then you cased the castle, snuck in and killed a bunch of the kobolds and saved the kids. But that only took like a few hours.
Did
so it's only
that Beverly was inside a crocodile or an alligator.
You were inside an alligator, but that all happened in
super fast.
Super fast. So it's only noon.
It's time for a siesta.
I feel like, yeah. Never too early to trance.
Yeah.
You just hear the kids in the bags go, "Hey, man, can we get out of the bags now?
Shut up.
Give us the hell now.
Listen to your scoutmaster. Stop moving.
Hey, who wants their shut the fuck up patch?
good one, Moonshine.
Durlin starts starts moving around a lot on your back, and he goes, "Hey, the bullywugs actually let us out and let us sleep in a tent when we were there. So right now you guys are a little bit worse than the bullywug."
Let the bullywug be your scoutmaster then.
And not to mention, I think we all discovered the humanity of the bullywog, so...
A proud people. An honorable clan.
Beverly, it's early, and I kind of can't breathe, dude. Hey, kind of sucks.
Scoutmaster Hardwon, can we please maybe let them out of the bags? Just
I will let you cut an air hole, but I'm not letting this motherfucker out of the bag.
Okay, I feel like we could probably camp here. I feel like we're safe.
Are we into the woods?
You're into the woods,
Can I
yes.
make a check to see if we're safe? Maybe like nature or something like that?
Do you guys want to be able to still see the castle and kind of just hide? I mean, Moonshine can do lookout, or you guys can go deeper into the forest.
I think we should try and like have like at least the vantage point of it.
I also think, you know what? I think we deserve a nice little... A little rest and nap, and I think we should set up a nice little camp.
That's nice.
Yeah. Hardwon, I just think the green teens would be very good at setting up a camp. We are all expert camp setters.
That's right.
Tell you what, I wordlessly tilt the bag upside down.
Durlin falls out for one damage.
Oh, dude. Touch hands, Durlin.
Oh, dude, I can't touch hands. I can only do that once a day, man.
All right, let's take a rest, buddy.
Y'all power a little sweet youngins.
I didn't mean to damage the little fuck.
Scoutmaster Hardwon, do you have any RX bars?
I'm going to give you an RX bar. I'm sorry I hurt you. For the record, though, I am a million times better than Denny, who let you get kidnapped in the first place.
He's got a good point.
He's actually my favorite scoutmaster, probably.
Yeah, Denny's a piece of shit.
Y'all, it's time to kill your idols. Denny, as we've said before, Denny is a craven man who deserves nothing.
Yeah, kill your idols is the last step in the Green Teen Handbook. It's actually in there, so yeah.
Dark.
Yeah.
Follow. I respect it.
It was written a long time ago.
I could get on board with these Green Teens.
So Cran turns to you guys. How are we going to case this joint? What are we doing?
I box him out and start talking to Beverly. Beverly and Moonshine.
I mean, I do think that we have a question to ask ourselves. Well, first off, I do think that we'll take a little rest. We'll have a little relaxation.
So where are you guys going to take a long rest?
I think we're gonna make a little camp here.
Okay, so you're gonna make a camp here.
I'm gonna make like a sofa and a love seat out of mud.
Still in view of the castle?
Obscured.
Okay. By
but
foliage.
We can cool. Give me a nature or survival check with advantage because the green teens will help you build a little camp.
But also because I think I
can make a lean-to out of sticks.
I got a 15 in survival.
Great.
Oh, actually, 20.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
The green teens get to work making a little lean-to out of sticks and leaves. They make a...
I'm making like a 70s den out of mud. I got like a nice like three-person sofa.
Wow.
A nice like love seat.
We should do a That 70s Show style spin-around thing tonight.
Yeah.
Hanging out down the street.
It is all made of mud, though.
I'm also doing a shag rug out of seagrass.
Okay. It's still mostly mud.
Cool. Yeah, so they build a couple little lean-tos. You see the green teens
hammock with the burlap sack.
Yeah. The three green teens use the burlap sacks as sleeping bags, and they all get in the same lean-to that's a little bit bigger than the other ones. And they go, "Come on, Scoutmaster Hardwon, you can sleep in our lean-to."
It'd really mean a lot if you slept in the lean-to with them.
Yeah, did Denny sleep in the lean-to with everybody? Is that what Denny did?
Oh, dear.
No. Denny always got a hotel room.
Whoa.
Hard one.
Yeah, Danny would make us camp by ourselves. Danny said it made us better scoutmasters if he stayed at the inn.
Fuck it. I really don't want to follow in any of Denny's footsteps. I'm crawling into the lead-to. Move over. Don't cuddle too close.
I do. I whip out my my bullywug flesh sleeping bag. Yeah, I flap it out in view of the green teens to kind of show off a little bit.
Erlen looks at it and goes, "Oh, dude, did you kill a bullywug?"
"In self-defense."
That's right, kid. Your buddy collects skin and teeth now.
Self-defense is the best kind of killing, dude.
That's what I'm saying. That's what the book says. And if the book says it, it has to be true.
Scoutmaster Hardwon, could you read to us from the Book of Pelor?
I really think it's important that we take a nap, man. But tell you what, one chapter.
you read them a story about how Pelor's light created the weakness for the first vampires.
Oh.
How that's why vampires have sunlight sensitivity is because of Pelor's light.
Oh, cool.
Huh.
I don't know that either.
Yeah, we all learned something.
Wow.
I would like to give a gift to each of my fellow green teens.
Beautiful.
I give Derlin the chipped bullywug tooth.
Oh, man, a frog tooth.
Yeah,
they have such nice smiles, man.
Their smiles are beautiful. This one tried to bite me, and its tooth came off of my shield.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm missing a tooth.
And you see Derlin starts, jamming it in a missing tooth spot in his front teeth.
Hardwon notices nobody has a dentistry pet.
And I give Cran the venom tooth, the viper tooth.
Oh.
Oh, snake tooth, cool. I can get my snake tooth badge.
Yeah, isn't it weird that that's a badge?
It's weird that that's a badge.
Some of these badges seem really arbitrary.
It's weird that there's a snake fang badge and a snake tooth badge. They're kind of the same badge.
One's for a molar.
Yeah, when the two organizations, when the green teens and the leaf kids merge, there's a lot of redundancy.
Yeah.
And then I give the alligator tooth to Erlen.
Oh, man, this is actually a crocodile tooth.
don't ruin it, Erlen.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, dude.
I pulled this from a crocodile that was trying to eat me, but then I did a really cool performance and made it seem like I was being eaten.
Yeah, it was a really badass performance.
Sounds like a really smart idea, dude.
Everyone agreed it was.
I think everyone would agree that was really cool, badass, and smart. Anyway, when I got attacked, I just got my ass kicked.
This is Erlen saying this?
This is Erlen saying it.
Erlen, no, you're good at this. We just gotta spar more.
I just got my ass kicked.
No, we just gotta we just gotta work on it. Like, when we get back to Galadron, you and me, we're gonna hit the gym. We're gonna just go every day. We're gonna work on our shadow boxing, and you're gonna get swole. I promise.
Tell you what, Erlen, you finally have two great scoutmasters here. We're gonna teach you how to kick ass.
You guys are almost as cool as Scoutmaster Denny.
God, I hate to hear that.
Instantly falls asleep. Okay, so everybody goes to bed except for Moonshine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out front. I'm checking Pawpaw for soft spots. I'm making sure Pawpaw.
So
I'm
many soft. His head weirdly has a soft spot.
But I'm making sure he didn't get. I'm making sure he didn't get hurt during the battle.
Right.
So you would do if you were inspecting an avocado or a melon in the grocery store.
Right.
I'm doing that, holding him by the tail, checking him for soft spots.
His skull feels like a soft avocado, and every time you press in his head, you see his eyes bug out, and he goes.
Is that
those stress things?
Is that new?
No, he's always been like that.
He's always
been like that.
So I'm just doing that for fun.
You're checking to make sure his skull didn't get harder than a soft avocado.
Just normal level of pawpaw manginess.
Yeah.
Just some knotted fur and
classic pawpaw.
If pawpaw's soft in all the right places, then I'm going to go and enter my trance.
Cool.
I'm going to start loudly chanting Melora.
Everybody wakes up. Nobody gets their spells back. Okay, so you're in a trance for about 4 hours. You do see near the end of your trance, you see the winged kobold coming up from the guard towers in the front and flying out to the back, and he starts kind of hovering over the two back guard towers to kind of do recon.
Am I within 120 feet of him?
No, you guys are pretty far away.
Mm. All right, so we're just seeing a silhouette.
You're not seeing anything.
Yeah, Moonshine is.
Yes.
So he's doing recon?
It looks like he's on guard duty.
Why would he still be on guard duty?
Interesting.
Maybe because we killed his wizard.
Why don't you go ahead and give me a perception check?
Too legit to crit.
So you got a two?
Too legit to crit.
Technically, I got a seven.
Hey.
Okay, a seven. Yeah, there's definitely a guy flying around there.
Seven cool. Legit to crit.
Can I do a perception check for Pawpaw?
What is Pawpaw see?
I can roll for Pawpaw. He's not very perceptive.
Pray for Pawpaw. Roll for Pawpaw.
Pawpaw hits a nat 20, right?
Pawpaw got an 8, which is better than you.
Pawpaw,
I give Pawpaw -2 to perception.
I ask Pawpaw to mind what he sees because I can't see shit.
Can you speak to animals?
Nah.
Okay. So Pawpaw just goes. And he's just pointing his nose up at the
cool.
At the tower.
We start chanting Malor and go back into our trance.
Okay, you see the one guy casing kind of where you guys were before when you belayed down in that back tower, and you see out of the front tower in like the distance, you see another winged kobold fly off.
But he's still just flying around his castle, right?
No, he left.
Key? He's booking it.
He's going somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Damn it.
Okay.
Is he going to get more kobolds?
He might be taking the egg.
Oh.
How long is it? Has everyone slept for 8 hours?
No, not yet.
I would like to describe my dream.
Okay.
Another wet dream?
this one's only moist. It's just hard won, just scaling a mountain. Just scaling.
Too,
just
brother.
Like glistening. Very moist, shiny bronze. And Pawpaw's there, but it's just Pawpaw, and he's also got like a big muscular body. But it's just Pawpaw's head.
And that does not produce the little stain.
Yeah, no. How big is the stain this dream
No,
makes?
No, no, it's under control.
Roll for stain. Roll for stain.
Gonna make me roll for stain?
No, I won't make you roll for stain.
Moonshine's there too, but like every time I look at her, the dream just like cuts off.
Too pure-hearted.
All right.
Okay, well, I think I'm just going to let it fucking be.
Yeah, I think you just report. I think maybe just report to us what you saw.
Okay. So I re-enter my trance yet again. I see something and I don't say something. Once again, I'm part of the problem.
Right.
Okay, a couple hours later, go ahead and give me another perception check.
Well, something's happening.
Okay, well, I got 14.
Okay, you see that other winged kobold that had left fly back into his tower.
Ah.
That's heartening.
Okay.
That's good. Cool.
Maybe.
Acknowledge that.
Mental note.
Then I give Pawpaw a raspberry on his tummy.
You do that for a full 2 hours until everybody wakes up to the sound of a possum
being raspberry.
Being raspberry.
Literal raspberry. Raspberry alarm clock, yes.
Erlen exposes his belly to hard ones. Shake my head.
Okay,
where to next, Scoutmasters?
Y'all are going to stay here. I'll tie you to a tree if I have to. Hey, Bev, hard one, let's have a little chit-chat. How about everyone who's not a level 3 wears earmuffs?
anyone?
That's you, Fran.
Yes, ma'am, Scoutmaster.
And they all touch ears.
Wait, quick,
ears.
Real quick, take the headphone, take the earmuffs off.
They can't hear you. You need to.
Okay, I physically remove them. Okay. I say for future reference, that's Scout Mistress, and then I put his hands back. Okay, so the kobolds there's something still going on there because those little winged ones are still doing surveillance and they left and then they came back. So I don't know if they're still guarding the dragon egg. That would be my assumption.
Maybe they just flew away to go to the bathroom?
They probably have a bathroom in the castle.
But if they had to take a shit, they might be embarrassed to do it.
I don't know what the plumbing
situation
is. Yeah,
there's a Starbucks somewhere in the swamp.
Weird.
And a Timmy Who's.
Tim. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one-winged kobold does not like Tim Hortons.
So he flies
to Starbucks.
It's, it's the dead of night right now.
It is.
Oh,
well,
shit.
It's
they
8
have
p.m.
Yes, they have good sight now.
So the sun has just gone down.
Okay.
So do we just rush that castle and try and, or do we stealth in, and then if we find ourselves in the event that we need to fight, then we're ready?
Yeah, let's stealth in.
Okay.
I say we try to take them out and then look for that
one by one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's storm the castle.
We're all really good at stealth, so we should do that.
Well, no. I actually have a little something.
Oh?
If we're going to stealth, I would like to cast Pass Without Trace.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
Which gives us all a plus 10 to our stealth checks.
Wow. Hell yeah, dude.
That's dope.
Level
Hell yes.
3.
That's level 3? What happens to our eyes at level 10?
Now, in order for me to cast it on you, we do have to do one big group hug.
I spent all night being spooned by Erlen, Durlin, and Cran. That's fine.
I'm going to also go ahead and bring the youngins in, and so I cast Pass Without Trace on all of them.
Are we touching hands?
Nope.
Yep.
No.
Touch hands.
We're touching
Not
everything. Okay. All right, sweet little youngins.
All right, so you give them stealth too so they can hide well?
Yeah.
Nice.
Scoutmasters, what is our mission?
Your mission.
They're all standing in line saluting you.
Your mission is to keep the camp as clean as possible.
Oh, my poor. I can do that.
And you see Erlen runs over and just starts fixing up some sticks.
Ardor's like, I could also put them back in the sacks.
That won't be necessary.
All right.
I don't know if you noticed, but they all have their hiding patches.
Y'all are littered with patches.
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, very little real estate.
Halflings are very good at hiding and digging holes and living in those holes.
And creating unnecessary patches.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Why don't y'all do that while we're gone? Will you create an intricate system of holes under the ground that we could hide in later?
Green teens, it's tunnel time.
Tunnel time!
And they all touch hands again and then just get down and like dogs start digging in the dirt.
I almost feel bad about this.
Yeah, I turn to Moonshine and whisper, I'm a little worried.
These kids weren't worth the crossbow.
They're already really deep and so tired. See, Durlin just passes out in the little ditch.
Yeah.
No one has a tunnel patch.
Nice moves, Erlen.
Thanks, man.
Cool. I think they're going to keep themselves entertained.
Good.
So we've got Pass Without Trace. So I say let's just start stealthing up back to that castle.
Are we, before we proceed, are we a little worried about leaving these green teens alone?
No, because she cast the spell on them.
So they can stealth.
Okay, cool.
Will they? I'm also going to tell them, you should be stealthing the whole time.
Is there a secret password when you guys get back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let Beverly choose it.
Okay.
He knows what y'all like.
The secret password is bronze ash.
Wow. And just in case anyone forgets it, it'll just be us coming back. So you'll see our faces.
What if a bullywug wizard pretends to be you, Scoutmaster Hardwood?
Fine, we'll say bronze ash.
Bronze ash.
Bronze ash.
Bronze
ash.
Don't have to repeat everything in a
sentence. Okay, quieter. Remember, we're having stealth fun.
We're having fun stealthing. All right. Let's sneak around. They just start sneaking around and playing tag, but real quiet.
Tag, you're it.
Tell me about these youngins. How did you get mixed up with them, and do you think what they're doing is charming?
I feel like I used to, but I don't know. Ever since I met you guys, they seem a little less cool. Pretty much all of this seems a little less cool. I think maybe I like hanging out with y'all. Is that okay?
I give him a good hair tussle.
You got a taste for decapitation. I like it.
Yeah, I give him a good hair tussle, and I give him my second thumbs up of my life. Once again, it's kind of crooked.
That said, I still do love badges very much.
Yeah, we'll keep doing that. We'll keep doing that.
Okay, so which way are you guys stealthing in?
I think we should stealth towards the front so we don't have to swim.
Yeah. They're in the rear two towers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Cool. So you see, the one-winged kobold is going around the back two towers.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys are going back around the front?
Yep.
Yep.
You guys go back around the front. You guys are in the front of the castle.
Now, is there a drawbridge? I'm trying to remember.
The drawbridge is gone. It's just an archway with, like, two hanging chains. There is water in the front here, but it's only, like, 3 or 4 feet deep. So you guys can either be up to your chests or you can be swimming down.
Okay, cool. Cool. Yeah, I just didn't know if there was anything special we could use to, like, stealth. But we
Beverly,
have, like,
you want to do, like, a little chicken thing on my shoulders?
I would love that very much.
Cool.
That won't make you easy to spot at all.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if it gives you disadvantage, you still got plus 10.
That's cool.
I think there's only so much we can fail.
How are you guys doing this?
I think we just wade through and get to the front
so
of the castle.
Okay, so you guys swim underwater.
I'll give you a piggyback later,
cool.
kid.
Okay.
Let me see if anybody sees any of
We're feeling
of
real confident
ripples.
About that plus 10.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
These guys don't have their sunlight sensitivity anymore, so
no.
Let's see. He did not roll well, so... Oh, you guys have a plus 10?
Yep.
Roll to just see if you do amazing.
That's
I did pretty amazing.
27, I guess.
Oh. Holy shit.
I got a
shit.
29.
Wow, and I thought I did amazing. I got the lowest score with a 25.
Oh, shit. Actually, wait, I got even more than that because my stealth is decent. I got a 31.
You know what? We're turning a new leaf. We're turning a new leaf
level
here.
Three.
I'm so proud of you guys.
Okay. Band of Boobs is a professional fucking campaign now.
There's nothing funny about this. Just precise, devastating play.
I Googled metagaming, and that's all I play. That's all I do now.
Oh, yeah, we're also all at third.
You're at third.
Right?
You're at third
yeah.
level, and you're at full HP.
Yeah. I Googled how to be good at having fun.
How to be good and not have fun.
Yeah.
Which is even better D&D.
But we're stealthing, so can we assume that, like, right now, we're doing it so well, can we assume that we're sort of moving in a way that it's not even that we're hiding in the shadows as much as we look like we belong.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're moving with, like,
almost, we own the damn place.
Yeah.
We
you
are
guys, you guys are the wind, essentially.
Can we do that thing? Can we do that thing where, like, there's a corner, and then we all peek our heads around the corner?
Yeah, can we?
You,
since we roll
you
so well,
absolutely can.
Yes.
So you guys swim up so silently, fucking silently,
silky.
You guys swim up underwater. You guys get to this archway. You guys all peek your heads around, sitcom style.
Yeah, it would go Beverly Bottom,
yeah.
then Moonshine,
uh-huh.
then Hard One, and then Pawpaw at the very bottom.
Oh, I was thinking Pawpaw pops out at the top after
or just out of your cleavage.
Yeah, that's better.
He starts loudly
screeching.
Like a little
screeching. Snake being born out of an egg.
And then we cut around. We cut around to reveal that y'all
it
are...
It sounds like an egg cracking when it comes out of my cleavage.
And this with the hiss, too.
Okay, so you guys see... When you look in, you see there was this mess hall that Moonshine had seen before where they were cutting up tables.
Right.
You see this cut up broken table. But what really catches your attention is you see two beefy kobolds.
Nice.
Like,
whoa. Less lean. Not quite as lithe as they
are. Less lean. Like, definitely a higher body fat percentage,
right.
but still
more
just a couple
mass,
of beef
no
cakes.
Definition.
Just a couple of beefcakes, really. Two beefcakes.
Yeah.
With shields and little swords. And they are waiting at the door.
Are the swords actually little, or do they just look little in their big, beefy hands?
They're actually regular-sized swords, so if anything, they look huge.
Oh, yeah, to me.
All right, so they're standing guard.
They look like they're waiting to jump through the door at something.
Okay.
Oh, maybe the dragon is being hatched.
Interesting.
I think we need to assassinate them.
I think we need to perception check to see like what.
Yeah,
we
you
can
do. You can do a perception check.
Yeah,
or insight.
Oh, insight's good. Oh, that's a 16.
Ooh, that's good. Let me see. Let me see how Moonshine's doing if she's.
My perception check is an 11.
Okay, that's
I
not
got
bad.
15.
You guys watch for a little bit. They seem like they're maybe they're kind of waiting for something to happen. They're
okay.
waiting to jump in.
All right.
They're sentries waiting for us, I think.
Yeah. They're waiting for someone to come and do exactly what we were about to do.
I think that we should... Does anyone else have long-range attacks other than me?
I have javelins.
I got throwing axes.
Yeah.
You actually don't have any javelins. Your one sank and you broke your other one on purpose.
No, I had 5 to start.
Did you have 5?
Yes. Okay. I've been keeping track of my javelins. All right,
then you have 3.
So you have 3 more to destroy.
You have 3
exactly.
More to
and I will destroy them.
They are expendable.
You also have all of Erlen's javelins because he has never thrown one in his life.
He gave them to me as a precious keepsake.
Sweet, you want to chuck some weapons at these guys?
Yeah, can we do a coordinated thing where we do like a 3-2-1 and then we each launch something?
Oh, that's fun.
You absolutely can. These guys are pretty beefy. You guys think you're going to take them out?
Yeah, they're beefy, but so am I.
Yeah, what sort of diet are they on?
They look like they're on keto.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Yeah, they're pretty beefed out.
That's cool.
Have they eaten?
I look at Beverly, like, you know, a little cardio goes a long way.
A normal little kobold is like 2 feet tall, and they look like they probably weigh like 25 or 30 pounds. These guys look like they weigh 80 pounds.
Wow.
Now that we're in the area, though, I will say I could turn into a giant wolf spider now and then climb, because I have spider climb, so I could go find out what's happening in the
back.
That's
cool.
That's really good.
Okay, so I'm going to do that.
Spider.
I'm going to stealth. So now would I have plus 10, plus 7?
Yes.
Oh, that's a stealthy spider.
So I'm gonna transform into a giant wolf spider.
Okay.
It's really visceral and it looks so painful.
You just hear her bones crunching. Papa as they very twist concerned. And turn. Papa is freaking the fuck out.
I'm gonna tuck Papa into your
in my backpack?
Into Beverly's cleavage?
No, into Beverly's he wears like a little plate mail, doesn't he?
Yes.
No, put him on my sash. I got him like a little baby.
Oh,
like
a baby Bjorn?
Yeah. I'll put him in your sash.
Okay, for future reference, Papa could also go into my beard.
I don't know.
Oh, that's good.
As a little nest.
I feel like we'll do sash.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I just love. I like Papa too. That's all.
Crossbow bolt, shoot out. I'm just kidding.
And then I turn into a giant wolf spider.
Okay.
And I scale the walls back to ghost by.
Great. Roll a stealth check. You are probably going to get by these guys because they rolled a 2.
This is a dumb question. Are the doors open?
No, that door is closed.
So how is she getting through?
Because there's no ceiling.
I'm spider climbing.
Oh, right. There's no ceiling. Duh.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what did you roll for stealth?
31.
31. Holy shit.
Huh.
Okay. So you crawl out.
Are there any spider webs?
There are no spider webs. No big ones for a giant wolf spider. There might be some tiny ones if you really want to look around and look for some little baby spiders.
That seems like a good use of my time. Yeah, no.
Yeah, you use your full action to do that. So you skitter.
Maternal instincts.
You skitter across the ground, this disgusting big spider. You climb up the wall and you look down into that sleeping area where you had seen the kobolds could climb up the ladder and get into the chapel. So you can see into the chapel and you can see down into the sleeping area. So go ahead and roll me a perception check.
15.
Okay. Down in the sleeping area, you see that there are kobolds sitting in their little like haystacks that they sleep in, but they're just waiting.
They sleep in haystacks?
They sleep in pelts and stuff. So there's little pelts
heathens.
And stuff.
Why? You're going to be in a castle. Don't sleep in haystacks.
How's their dental hygiene?
It's probably terrible. Not great.
Okay, so they're sleeping in their haystacks.
They're not sleeping. They're sitting on top of their pelts and stuff, the things that they sleep on. Uh-huh. They're sitting there, and they're waiting for something.
Do I see the egg?
You do not see the egg, no.
Gotta get that egg.
I would now like to do a perception check on Dark Chapel.
Great. So the Dark Chapel's on the second floor, which is eye level to you. So you look over to your right.
I look over for big whopping 23.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Good rolls. Here come the good rolls.
There we go.
So sorry, 22.
Okay.
Still?
Oh, shit. No, you don't see anything. You look over to your right into the Dark Chapel. You see that the three tables that were being built, presumably to sacrifice the green teens on, and there are bullywugs hiding under it, looking like they're ready to pounce and jump down.
What?
Bullywugs? Hiding under?
Under tables.
Bullywugs and kobolds shit. Working together?
Okay.
Or not working together. Oh, the bullywugs. Yeah, they're fucking. We're spying on a battle that's about to
faction
happen.
Faction war,
are
yeah.
We?
Yeah.
Okay, so I scurry back and I'm still a giant spider. Oh, no, I can't talk to you guys when I'm a giant spider.
Yeah. Well,
so I shapeshift out. It's, again, really painful. You hear my bones reforming. It's so visceral. And then I tell you guys what I saw.
Well, before you do that, I finished showing Hard One the cat's cradle that I was teaching him.
I'm mildly impressed.
So then you remove the middle finger, loop back the ring fingers, and oh, she's back.
I can't believe this is the same.
He's just loudly banging around while
collects fucking teeth.
So yeah, I don't know if the bullywogs are. I don't know if this is like a big siege that they're all working together, or if they're against each other.
There's bullywogs here too.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hiding in the Dark Chapel room.
Seems like some sort of faction war.
I feel like can we just hang out and wait and see what happens?
Would it be crazy to, I'd like to like get it started.
Ooh.
I wonder if.
Spark the powder keg. Yeah.
I wonder if we did, if I did some kind of ranged attack, if they would assume it was bullywogs or something like
cool.
that.
Yeah.
Do you think that's worth it?
Do we have cool. anything that would register as a bullywog weapon? Otherwise, they might be suspicious.
Did we grab anything?
Oh, javelin and spears.
Oh, my God. Wait. Don't we... Oh, no. You gave your bullywog
thing away.
Let's
do another bullywog mating call. Turn this thing into a fucking orgy, baby.
Wait. Maybe
that's
you should
what the
do a bullywog sound. Not necessarily a mating call. Okay. Or we could just... I don't know. What do you guys think we should do?
I like the idea of... killing one of these guys by the door.
So are we going to put, are we going to train all three of our attacks on one guy? Or are we going to do like two on one and one on the other?
I think we should probably try and take out both of them if possible,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm probably going to use ice knife. And are they within 5 feet of each other?
Yes.
Then if I hit, it would do damage on both of them. So I'll try ice knife.
Cool. I'll throw my throwing axe at whichever one is slightly beefier. If cool. there's one guy that has just like a bigger pecs.
Yeah, the one on the right looks like he does a lot of squats, and his ass is very plump.
Oh, nice. So is mine. So I'm going to go okay. after that dude.
Okay. So are you guys basically all throwing stuff at the same time?
Yeah, we're going to do a 3-2-1.
All on the same guy? Or on different guys?
No. I'm doing it on the other guy, the one with the less plump ass.
Yeah,
but okay. he's the one also, that does all vanity.
Who's going plump ass? Who's going?
I'm going plump ass.
Okay, hard one's on plump ass.
I'll go big pecs.
Big pecs.
Yeah.
I'm on that flat ass.
On the flat ass. Okay. So hard one, go ahead and throw your axe at plump butt.
But we're doing this all simultaneously.
And roll with advantage, because you guys snuck up on these guys like crazy.
Hell yeah.
I got a 13. Ranged attack.
You only got a 13. Okay. Yeah. With advantage?
14. I got 14 plus with 5, advantage. So 19.
Well, fuck my dick. I think I got a 9.
Okay, and you rolled two
d20s
roll and picked
twice?
The higher one?
Yeah, I did. And I rolled a 5 each time.
Wow, frankly.
Cool. Are you using the right dice?
Oh, this is a d4. Which is amazing that I rolled a 5.
Okay.
I got 13.
Okay, and you're throwing like an icy magic dagger?
It is a shard of ice.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you know what? Technically, I got an 11, not a 9.
Oh, and hey. hit or miss, the shard explodes, and each creature has to make a dexterity saving throw or get 2d6 cold damage.
Okay.
Good shit.
Okay, they failed their saves.
Nice.
So everybody roll their damage, and then I'll tell you guys what happened. So hard one, you missed.
But did I hit?
You missed also.
I missed.
With an 11, you missed.
But they each take 8.
8 damage.
I got an 8.
You got an 8 damage also.
Icy damage.
Ooh.
Okay.
And then also a javelin.
Nice.
Hard one throws his axe at the plump ass, but focuses a little too hard on the plump ass and ends up throwing it a little high.
I still miss the ass.
It clangs loudly against the wall. Beverly throws his javelin and does stab the other guy in his flat ass. And he goes,
what? It was such a small target.
As Moonshine is shocked at the hilarity of it and misses a little bit with her ice dagger, but it hits the wall and shatters, and you see icicles stick to these guys and hurt them, and they go, they're behind us! They're not coming in the room! They're behind us! Everybody roll initiative.
All right.
Oh, they didn't go down?
I wonder, did they see us throw the weaponry, or could we like...
They did not see you throw the weaponry.
If our
they
initiative,
just got hit.
So yeah. If our initiative was hypothetically higher than theirs, we could try to hide.
Yeah. You could. I suppose you also had a surprise round, so if you guys basically want to throw it and then just go back into the swamp...
They didn't see us. Let's hide and see if we spark
hide?
The war.
Yeah.
Between the bullywugs and the
okay,
and the
so you guys are just gonna go kind of back in the water, or are you guys going back in the forest? Where
maybe
are you guys
we should
going?
Go in the water.
Should we like duck into like a wall behind the flooded room?
So you guys are gonna go to the right into the flooded room.
Yeah.
Cool. So you guys,
we still have +10 for our stealth.
We have it for
great.
An hour.
So you guys threw your stuff kind of as you were running over to the flooded room.
Yeah.
So we'll say you didn't even have to roll initiative. That was
that
was just your surprise round. That was your
honestly,
action.
Honestly, that's why I missed the dude.
You guys are just like, wait, so are we running and throwing at the same time? And hard one is just completely distracted and just clangs off the wall.
I do want to be trying to overhear.
Great. So yeah. You guys run over through the open doorway to the right into the flooded room.
Can I real quick, if we're not in initiative anymore, can I check, like, do like a quick glance to see if there are any bullywogs in the water, or like, would I know that?
You have to just get in the water.
Alright, cool.
And you guys are going to need to do stealth checks getting in the water because you guys are running.
Alright,
cool. You guys just threw stuff and are getting in the water.
Love this water.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Factor. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can check out their menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto Friendly. Folks, their fresh, never frozen meals are ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you will always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart your new routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from, every week you'll always have new flavors to explore. So make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy and nutritious options. And also keep that kitchen time to a minimum. Factor's meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So that's no shopping, no prepping, no cooking or cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Head on over to factormeals.com/pawpaw50 and use the code pawpaw50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code pawpaw50 at factormeals.com/pawpaw50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Thank you, everybody. Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want, and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
You know what, guys? I rolled a one, but guess what? Hard One Dud studied his character. Oh, wait, no, shit. I don't get...
No, you don't. That's an automatic...
Oh, no.
That's
a failure. Cool. I studied my character, and I know that sucks.
No, Hard One, you studied my character. I get to reroll in one.
That was a watch this moment.
That was? Okay. Okay, so you guys...
this.
You guys, I studied my character, and...
Hold on.
And I failed big time.
Well, you know what? I actually have a +4 for stealth, so that's 5, and a +10, so that's
my friend,
15.
You rolled the one. You fell in that water.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you guys...
Jake's like, I studied for chemistry. What do you mean it's a math test?
Leads the way, throws the axe. It clangs. He's so ashamed of himself that he keeps watching it like a bowler who just threw really poorly, just hoping it'll turn at the last second and hit. As he falls into the water in the flooded room.
My God, you're a fucking mess.
You see these two kobold big beefy dudes. These two big beefy dudes go,
oh, they're behind us. They're not coming in this room. They're the other way.
Everybody roll initiative.
All right. Great job. Cool stealth.
Woo-wee. 17.
That's 12.
Uh-oh. That's 6.
Moonshine, you act first. Hard One just fell in the water. You're standing in the doorway there. Beverly's right behind you, and these two guys are at the doorway leading to the sleeping area, and they've turned, and they're looking at you.
Can I use my bonus action before my action?
You sure can.
Okay, then I will. Shalala,
up.
My scimitar, and then I want to try to, like, assassin style, like, grab one of them back with my shalala.
You want to try to grapple him?
Yeah, I guess I don't want to fucking do that. Okay, I'm just going to fucking attack him.
Moonshine just runs up crazed and tries to smack him. Are you symbiotic entity or anything?
No, but I still got my halo spores even when I'm not.
Cool, do it up.
That's ooh. Definitely gonna fucking hit.
You going after...
That's
going
to be a 23 because I got shillelagh.
Dope. Are you going after no ass or plump ass?
I'm going after...
Noas has been hit a little bit more, but they're both still looking pretty healthy.
Then I'm going after...
Pretty plump and firm.
Still healthy.
Then you know
runs.
What? I'm still riding that flat ass.
Okay. Good. Leave plump ass for me.
All right.
You're in the water, dude.
Yeah, I'm guessing 23's going to hit.
Down, 23 hits. 23 hits.
And then I'm going to hit him for 10.
Ooh.
10. Dope.
And then I'm going to halo spores him for 3 more. So I hit him and then smear some spores from my lip onto his
lip. Oh, my God.
You smack him with your shillelagh. You wipe spores in his face. He goes like, oh, what the hell's wrong with you? And that is going to be those guys. So the one that you just spored is going to swing at you with his sword.
Oh, shit, y'all.
And he is getting a 16 to hit.
Oh, that's gonna hit.
That is only a 2. 2 damage.
Nice!
He swings again. He gets 2 attacks.
Oh, motherfucker.
And he's gonna hit again for 4 damage.
So he hit me for 6 total?
Yes.
Okay.
This other guy is going to disengage. He opens the door and runs back into the other room.
Fuck.
And he yells, everybody, they're in the front! They're in the front! And you hear everyone getting up and standing up.
Okay, we need to drag this guy into the water with us or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's smart.
That is going to be a hard one.
Or maybe we just need to kill him.
I'm going to kill him, and then everybody's going to have to get into the water.
Murph.
Yes.
I just remembered something.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have my Bullywug sleeping bag on me?
If you say that you brought your whole backpack mission instead of leaving it at the camp.
As a standard.
Be an honest green teen. Would you have left your sleeping bag at the camp?
I think I would probably roll it up and put it with me in my backpack.
Okay. I think you're a little stinker, but I'll believe you. I think you might get your lying badge, but...
A green teen is always prepared.
Okay. So you're going to try to get in your Bullywug sleeping bag and pretend to be a Bullywug?
Yep, that's what's going on.
Okay, wait for your turn, but that's insane. Okay.
Oh,
hard one, you're up.
Cool.
Yeah, do your dumb thing.
So you're in the doorway of this other room. You just splashed in the water, and that's what made them see you guys. Well, also, you threw stuff at them.
Right.
But
so one guy, Flatass is still in the room.
Flatass is still in the room.
He's hurt, and the other guy just ran into the room,
just ran
everybody,
off and
everybody is getting
and
up.
And you hear loud yell. You hear, what? What? They were supposed to come in this way.
All right.
Oh, there's Tim Hortons. Put it away. Put it away. Put away the Tim Hortons. Oh, I got coffee. I thought the wicked guy was supposed to find him, and then we were going to get him. Oh, put the donut away. I was just eating a dog. Let me finish it. You hear one guy, like, furiously trying to, don't try to choke it down. You're going to choke me.
We got a carbo load before the fight.
That's the plump ass dude.
Give me some of those holes.
Yeah, the other guy just went in there and ate a lean piece of chicken. Go ahead, Arnold.
I think we hide.
It's too late for me.
Oh yeah, you're.
Yeah, Moonshine's out.
Okay.
Also, fighting is a matter of seconds. So those guys will still. The other guys in the other room are still gonna have to get in here, and they will still have to roll initiative and stuff.
I also think we could hide if you kill him and then use your action to grab me.
Yeah, or if my can I use?
To, like,
I'll
hide.
Kill him. I'm gonna kill him and use my action to shut the door. Can I shut the door? This dude.
You can. You can do
shit, right?
You can shut the door as a minor action.
Great.
Cool.
I'm gonna. Okay. All right, so I'm gonna swing at this flat-ass kobold.
This is all dependent on you killing him.
Swing at the flat-ass kobold.
That is a 15.
That
there you go.
Just hits.
Oh,
God
good.
Damn right it does.
Roll your d12.
He's like, you don't got shit on me, man. I do squats all the time. I swear to God, I don't just do curls. I don't just do curls.
You can't
man.
Skip leg day, bitch. Oh hell yeah! That is a 14.
Nice.
14. You slash this dude, and he looks like he's gonna go down, but he's still barely alive. And he just goes, fuck you, bro. I'm gonna kick your fucking ass, man.
I have naturally skinny legs.
Just wait, man.
He starts
But I still shut the door.
Great. So you close the door. And are you kind of standing up against the door?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to hold the door. Cool.
Great. Not a bad
that's
idea.
Good.
Hard one.
He's just threateningly whispering how much he can deadlift.
Okay, Beverly, that's you.
So are we...
You've got one guy in your room that's on death's door.
Yeah.
You've got hard one trying to hold the door shut.
Yep.
And you hear lots of guys arguing over Tim Hortons in the other room.
Okay.
I want the last Boston cream.
Give me the holes.
Just stop fucking eating, man.
I'm going to pull out the sleeping bag.
Great.
And just kind of like hold it up and be like, what do you think?
I'm going to say, I throw it on, but also hit this guy.
Okay.
Can't hurt to throw it on, but this guy is
I'm going to say it is going to take a full action to put on a sleeping bag as a costume.
Bev, they're never going to buy you as a bullywog because you don't have the teeth for it. I'm sorry to tell you.
Damn it!
Oh, it's that's true, a my fair braces. Point.
Wait, you haven't been to the dentist. That doesn't make any sense.
What if we use this as a distraction? What if we like threw it out there?
We got this guy on death's door.
Yeah, should we just kill him first?
I think so.
Okay, unless maybe we could get some information out of him.
Sure, if that's
these guys are pounding on the door.
Now
I don't
might
think
not
time
be the time. It's true.
Anybody.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, what do you do?
Here's what I do. I take my sword.
Okay.
I point it at his throat, and I say, what you're going to do is you're going to take this bullywug corpse, you're going to walk out there, and you're going to tell them that there's no problem. And if you don't, there's going to be a javelin through your throat in 3 seconds. Have a nice day.
Roll an intimidation check.
Okay.
I like this move.
Yeah,
I'm into
that's
this.
That's great.
All right. It's a 14. Oh, plus 6.
Okay. This dude goes, fuck, man, this little guy's hardcore.
I lick the tip of my javelin.
Oh, my God, he's fucking weird, man. Oh, you're crazy, man.
So wait, you want me to go in the fucking other room and just tell him what? The other guy saw you, man. I mean, just give me your fucked up thing.
If right? you don't
tell
fucking...
them that this is the person that attacked and that you killed him and that there's not a problem anymore.
Yeah, all right.
The other people were just seeing things.
Okay.
Look at this patch. Look at this patch.
Yes, sir.
I point to my intimidation patch.
You got it. So he's going to walk over to the door. Oh, excuse me.
Hard One is very impressed with Beverly.
I have my javelin pointed right into his beautiful glute.
Are you? Okay, so you're right behind him.
Yeah, I'm kind of following
him. But
don't
follow him in.
I don't follow him in.
So you're behind him so you can stab him.
Yeah, like right. Yeah, like he's gonna creak the door open, but I'm like in position to stab him if he makes the wrong move.
So he cracks open the door, and you see there's Cobalt like already at the door, kind of trying to get in. He's like,
"Stop, guys! It's actually everything's all good out here."
And then the other dude is just like, "The fuck are you talking about? I saw there were 3 people. They were back there, man.
No, man, everything's." Fine.
And you guys hear from above you,
they're here! The 3 of them are here!
And 2 bullywugs jump down. 3 bullywugs jump down from the second floor up at the chapel.
Oh, hell yes!
And try to swing on you guys.
Oh. Wait, on us?
Oh.
Why would you think they're not working together? They were trading with each other.
They were trading arms. I thought there was a... Oh, man.
God all right. Damn it.
Okay. Our brilliant plan to spark a coup.
I thought we were going to get to fight on the side of the bullywogs.
One of them crits.
Can Beverly quick take an action, just poke him in the ass and
Absolutely.
See if he kills
yeah,
him?
Yeah, you can kill him if you want. Stab him in his ass cheek and kill him.
Okay.
His
thin
just say
little
good,
ass.
Good work, then stab him to death.
I say asses to asses, dust to dust, and I kill him.
No!
That was the last thing I'll ever hear.
He dies. This one guy, and you see these bullywugs have like fresh, new, awesome swords.
Of course they do.
Oh.
Where'd they get those?
The one guy crits on Hard One for 12 damage.
God damn it.
Love to get critted
on. The other one swings down on Beverly and misses, and the other guy hits you for 5, Moonshine.
Oh, y'all, this is not going our way.
Okay, so now there's kobolds now trying to rush in.
I'm still holding the door, right?
You can, as like a minor action, slam the door back shut.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just up against the door holding it shut.
I'm trying to hold it shut so we can just fuck with these bullywugs.
Great.
First.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Moonshine, that is you.
Oh, that's me?
Yes.
How many bullywugs are with us?
3.
Yeah, I'm just going to swing my Shalala scimitar at the one that crit.
Great.
Actually, I'm going to do it at the one that didn't crit.
That okay, so the one crit. That hit you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The one that hit me,
get some revenge. Shalala him. Shalali.
It's going to be 16.
Oh, hey. My. 16 to hit? That does hit, yeah.
Okay.
Even with their beautiful new weapons.
And their pearly white.
Do you like my new sword?
Then I'm going to hit him for 6.
You slash him across his chest, and he goes, oh, that hurt, but I'm still alive.
And then I'm going to snot rocket some spores into his open wound. For 3 more damage.
3 more damage. He's still alive, but he's on death's door.
That's right. That's where you belong. Sweeping death's door.
That is going to be the strong ass kobold with the big butt.
There's two, but didn't the flat ass one?
We killed flat ass, but I thought big ass one is locked in the room
now. He is locked in the room. He's gonna try to ram through.
Okay, yeah.
So opposed.
Good fucking luck.
Opposed strength check against hard one. Hard one. Roll your strength.
I'll roll my fucking strength. Watch this.
What'd you get?
You know what, buddy?
He only got a 7. What do you get on strength?
My strength is...
Should be like a +4.
Yeah, it is.
What did you roll?
It is +4. I have 21, man.
You got a 21.
21. Damn.
So I do hope you were watching.
Moonshine goes, sorry, what?
So what happened? Did you want me to do something?
You fucking killed my bro. I'm gonna fucking kill you, man.
And then you should have done some work on your biceps, brother.
And then you just, the faintest little ding on the other side, he goes like, ow, fuck my shoulder, man. It just worked out.
Yeah, man.
It's fucking shoulder day, dude.
These are the quads you wish you had.
That's the only reason
This is the core you can't
That's
contain.
That's the only reason I can't get in, bro.
These are the quads you wish you had. This is the core you can't contain.
So
I know, Hardwon, is that like your green team creed?
As Scoutmaster, I've been coming up with my own.
I love it.
Hardwon, that
is... We should do like a session sometime.
I like that. Erlen and I were talking about something.
Hardwon, that is your turn.
Okay.
So you can move enough to take an action and still go back, and I'll say you can still hold the door because you're right there.
Yeah, I got 1 foot on
the
door.
So you've got one guy that's on death's door that Moonshine just hit, and you've got the guy in front of you that just hit you.
Yeah,
and another guy that was trying to hit Beverly but missed.
And then I'm gonna swing my great axe at the dude that just hit me.
Great,
smart,
the fucking blade to the teeth. Here we go.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and that's a 22.
Dope. Hey. You super hit.
Oh,
your damage. Mm. You didn't roll a 19, did you? Because you got improved critical now.
No, I got it. It was 16.
Oh, 16. Still good.
Okay, that's 14.
He's super dead. Finish him.
Yes.
Nice. I'm winding up and just fucking axe through the teeth. Teeth through the back of the head, followed by the blade of the axe.
Oh, man.
Shattering them.
Cutting his teeth.
He just yells,
no! I was so excited to make all these new friends!
Hardwon presses back up against the door. That is you, Bev. You got 2 bullywugs left, one who's on death's door, and one who's right in front of you. I mean, they're all close, so.
If I have a vine spell that is supposed to work on foes, could I use it to barricade a door?
Yeah, why not? You know what? I'll say if you use the attack to put, like, vines on the door, I'll give Hardwon advantage on his strength checks against the other guy.
Nice. All right, I'm going to channel divinity with nature's wrath, which allows me to invoke primeval forces to ensnare a foe. As an action.
So you do it as, like, on the door?
Yep, spectral vines to grab the door.
Beverly throws up some vines on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Melora, that little one is just growing up.
It mucks up Hardwon's pants a little bit.
I had the door.
I think the vines probably are a little handsy.
Yeah, they're kind of pinching Hardwon's butt a little bit.
Now that's
your action.
That's an action.
Yes.
Okay. As a bonus action, I'll cast Shield of Faith.
Great.
On who? I will give it to Hardwon.
Great.
Cool.
Hardwon, you've got +2 AC.
Great.
So your AC, I think, is 16, so now it's 18.
Yep.
He's
getting that to me before.
Great.
Love it.
And I guess that's my turn.
Great.
Cool.
That is the Bullywugs. There are only 2 left. The one that just witnessed Beverly doing the vine thing is going to swing at him.
Did they think it was cool?
Cool trick, man, but unfortunately, I have to kill you now.
Fair.
You know, but
I rolled a 1. Fuck me.
He just looks at the vines.
Wow, cool vines. I wish I could swing on them.
And then he just whiffs while looking at the vines and thinking that they're cool. The other guy.
Yeah, everyone is very distracted today.
Thinking about those vines.
The other guy swings at Moonshine.
And he
dinks. He rolls a 3.
Yeah.
They're both just looking at the vines.
Okay, did that vine just pinch your ass, man?
You really should be focused right now.
The vines wave at him.
Cool. So that is going to be the kobolds in the other room. So
now we got vines and hard one. Mm-hmm. Which is stronger? Who knows?
Strong vines.
Cool. Yeah. So
my legs are trunks.
Cool. So hard one, go ahead and
trees
roll
and vines
with advantage. But these guys are also going to roll with advantage because, let's see, four of them are going to try to ram into it.
They're just all hyped up on Tim.
That's
Hortons.
A nat 20.
Oh!
That's a nat 20.
Woo! Don't scream.
You feel did come at my calves.
You hear the beefy bro that
come
was on the
at
other
my
side?
Calves.
The beefy bro that was on the other side yelling. You hear a couple guys be like, get out of the way, man, get out of the way. You hear four of them stampede all at the same time. They hit the door. They break the door. It comes off his hinges. Hard one holds it up and shoves it back in.
Oh,
and it
yes
clicks back in the doorway.
That's so
cool.
That's the mason, isn't
you
he?
Do hear, you hear a couple kobolds trying to scramble up the wall.
Oh,
and
all right,
you see one winged kobold from the scout tower in front of you guys flies down into the room to join you guys, and the one that was staking out the back of the castle flies up on top of the wall.
Got it.
Okay. In this room. So he'll be able to attack you guys next turn. That is going to be Moonshine.
Do I see any of them on the rafters? Any of the kobolds on the rafters?
There is a winged kobold up on one of the rafters.
The winged guy.
Oh,
yeah,
but he's got wings.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll let him be.
He does look like a little wiener, though.
He
if
does.
It helps. He looks, he's for sure, he for sure
and
looks like a
wiener.
You
know what I'm going to do is I'm going to cast Chill Touch on that wiener up there.
You're going to Chill Touch a wiener?
I'm going to Chill Touch a wiener.
Okay. About time. This entire podcast has been leading to this moment.
This is one line.
Yeah, so I've got 120 feet, so.
Great.
Yeah,
he's right there.
Is 11 going to hit him?
11.
He is a wiener.
Is it gonna truly touch that
him
wiener?
Ah.
So I don't hit. So then I still say I'm not done with you, and I and I snot rocket some more spores into his the bullywog's gaping wounds.
He's dead. Finish him.
I channel my aura into the spores, and I make them grow into a beautiful phosphorescent mushroom garden.
Whoa!
And I say death is beautiful, y'all.
If how much
is
like
this is beautiful, but it's in my bloodstream.
And he explodes. Guts get all over hard one.
You just awesome. Disneyland World of Colored him.
Cool. That is going to be the kobold bro.
Brobald.
The brobald.
Brobald. Very good.
Who
very good
is going to
Is he naked as well?
Naked? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's super
oh
naked.
God.
He's super strong and super naked.
Is that distracting?
Kablam style.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember Kablam?
Yeah.
No one.
Super
no one.
Strong
no
and
one.
Super. No, I got you.
Yeah. Okay.
Action League. All right. No, don't worry about it.
Strength check. Hard one. You got advantage because you got the vines there. So roll.
That's
again.
Another nat 20.
You got it. Fucking kidding me.
Damn, dude.
Oh my goodness.
I can't.
All right. This guy, you hear him walking back, go, out of the way, pussies, out of the way, out of the way, you little fuckers.
Everyone hears this, and I just wink at Beverly.
He goes, I'm coming through, and you feel a loud bang, and then a bunch of other guys go like, oh my God, are you okay, man? Are you okay? And you don't hear him respond.
I flash hard one two thumbs up, and like I double wink, which is just closing your eyes.
Hard one, that is actually your turn.
Sweet. I'm gonna. Can I throw my axe at the winged kobold on the wall?
You sure can.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is
get
a
that
18.
Wiener.
18. That hits.
Hey, if you can't chilly touch a wiener, just fucking throw an axe.
Okay,
at it.
And that is a.
So it's not gonna be a D12 to hit because it's a throwing axe.
Oh right, it's a D6.
Yeah.
D6 is
it just
a
looks
normal
like a
dice.
Regular dice. It's the easiest one to find, man.
That's how big of a nerd I am now. I finally forgot what a regular dice is.
It's just Monopoly dice.
But that is the fall. That's the fall from grace, isn't it?
You're just in Vegas. You're in Vegas.
You're in Vegas. Just
you're playing craps, and you're like, do we use a D8 for this?
So I'm supposed to roll a 7, but is that a D12 or what?
Like longsword damage, or what is this?
Oh shit, that is a 9.
You fucking kill this dude, just dead eye. Just chuck it up after blocking this door.
That's
hard
so
one is so
awesome.
Freaking God, alpha right now.
Yeah,
does it?
Just
does
stops
it,
this dude.
It's whenever
you hear
I
this
meet somebody
bang,
else with big quads, that's
just
what it is.
Moves back, still holding the door with his left hand, Right hand throws the throwing axe.
Can it boomerang fucking through his head and come back to me?
No, boomeranging is insane. I'm so sorry. I can't let it. It can like hook. It starts to. You didn't get a nat 20. It starts to like hook around. You just hear a clang.
It almost comes
it clangs
back.
On the floor. Yeah.
Where does he land? Where's the kobold land?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so the front of his face slides off as the axe goes through his eyes, and you see the back of his head goes into the like sleeping area, and the rest of his body plops forward. He just unceremoniously plops in the middle of the room.
Y'all, I want to steal his
wings. Is it cool if I catch the front of his face that fell off and toss Beverly a small tooth?
His little head fell in the other room.
Not too bad. We'll find it later.
We'll find it later. Don't worry.
Cool.
We'll get you that tooth belt you've been trying to make.
That is you, Beverly.
All right.
So you've got one winged kobold in the room with you guys, and you've got one bullywug that's at full health.
Okay. I want to try something.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Is it an attack?
He's got that look in his eye.
Such a powerful paladin, and yet...
Now that we're in a war, I would like to wear a sleeping bag and say that
No. I want to go after the winged kobold.
Okay.
But I would like for Hard One to throw me at it.
I thought the winged kobold just got killed.
There's two.
There's
right?
two winged kobolds. Oh. One came from the guard tower.
I want to like get my sword out.
One is in the room with us, right?
One is in the room with you guys. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He flew down.
I want to get my sword out and try and do an aerial slash on this kobold.
Okay. So
I like that.
Yeah.
Great. Sweet. So you're going to ready an action. You got to ready an action until Hard One's turn.
Ready!
Okay. So you just pull your sword up, and this bullywug's just looking at you, goes, "The fuck are you doing, man? Focus up!
I'm powering up!"
And he swings at you, and he crits.
It's funny when shit happens that we deserve, isn't it?
11 damage.
Oh my god, no!
You could have killed him in one hit. You have all your spell slots back. You could have used smite and shit. Anyway. All
right.
Okay, No.
Beverly chose to go into a deep crouch.
That is the...
A deep, veiny crouch.
Constant consequences.
I've never seen a youngin with such thick veins.
That is the kobold's turn. You do see two of them get up to the top of the wall.
Uh-oh.
And try to jump down onto Hard One. And they crit?
No, what? Dear me.
They don't Dang, hit, everyone's they don't slinging 20s there, today.
Everyone's doing good rolls. Mom made dinner and the rolls are delicious.
Holy shit.
Oh no.
First guy does 11 damage.
What?
The other guy's going to swing.
What's 32 minus 11?
And he misses big time. He rolled a 3. So
he
lands, and these guys are actually going to take falling damage. They might fucking die because they just jump like 30 feet down.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh my god, the guy who crits you because he like just fully suicide dives at you and then he splats on the ground like a fucking cartoon.
I whisper to him, that was honestly a pretty noble death.
I kick a tooth towards Bev.
Great, tooth flies over to Beverly. The other guy takes 2 damage. He's super hurt though. He goes, he like breaks a leg and he goes like, whoa, why'd I do that?
I didn't need to be a hero. Guys, nobody else do that.
These other 4 kobolds on the other side of the door are going to try to ram it. So give me another strength check.
Let's go one more nat 20. That is 15.
15. You hold it true.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You feel it holds true.
Damn right.
You feel it. Them bang up against it, but you're able to hold it back. So the winged kobold is going to rush forward at Beverly as Beverly stands there with a spear.
Oh, come on!
And he hits.
How much does he hit me for?
He hits you for 4 damage.
All right, that's fine.
Okay, that is Moonshine.
Can I get on my belly and look under the door for a line of sight so I can cast Earth Tremors?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so I do like a nice like downward dog slink into place on the floor.
Okay, great. You can, give me a perception check.
9.
Yeah, you can see under.
And then
you can see the feet of several kobolds, and you can see the like big dude is like rubbing his head and getting up.
Well, I'm hoping to knock them back down with, and then I cast Earth Tremors.
Great.
They do dexterity saving throws. Great. On a failed save, each creature takes 1d6 within that 10-foot range, takes 1d6 bludgeoning damage, and is knocked prone.
Okay.
The ground in that area is loose earth or stone, it becomes difficult terrain.
Okay, roll a d6, and we'll say that's the damage for all of them. I'll let you know if they get hit or not. Six.
Yep. Six.
Okay, let's see who passes their dexterity saving throw. So first guy passes. He gets out of the way as the earth starts to shake. Second guy fails. You see he falls and cracks his head, $1 Million Baby style, and he's dead. He's gone.
Ooh.
Third guy saves. He jumps up. Other guy fails. He falls down and cracks his head. And then the big bro guy...
I just want to knock him back down.
He's actually, I'll say he was getting up, so I'll roll at disadvantage. He passed on the first one, and he rolled a one on the second one, so he'll take 6 damage. So he falls back down as he's getting back up. Oh, what the fuck? Fucking cheap.
Hard one.
And then I look back. Is there a bullywog still alive? Oh, yes. No.
Yeah, it's the one that hit me.
There's the one
but
that just
still
hit
me. But he's still got. I look at that kobold that landed on Hard One, and I spores him.
Nice.
Spores.
Three spores.
Okay, cool. He's dead. He's gone. He goes down.
Oh shit! That was still, what a waste of your ready being ready to be thrown in the air.
No, there's still a winged kobold.
There's still a winged kobold.
Oh, yeah. I see. All right,
okay. Great. That is.
I would never step on that. That move.
I'm still doing a cool thing. I'm still gonna be cool.
Bro's I might die, but I'm gonna die with honor.
Bro kobold's turn. He gets up. He tries to ram the door again. Strength check, hard one.
Come at me, dude. That time it was a 10.
Okay, he only rolled a 5. So
we're both losing steam, but he lost more than me.
Yeah, just you hear him on the other side. I'm gonna wear you the fuck out, bro. I'm gonna wear you the fuck out.
I love this nemesis for hard one.
You gotta caution against the hubris, bro.
No, man. I'm gonna get you. You seem fucking... I wish, like, if things were different, we would work out together, I feel. I respect you, but I hate you. I fucking hate you, man.
Oh, he's losing it.
This is just toxic. This is toxic masculinity is what this is, man. Just fucking let me in.
You can't even grow
I'm
a beard,
to
dude.
Be the strong one.
Yeah, keeps shoving a bag in his face.
Okay. That is going to be... That is you, hard one. So you can now throw Beverly if you would like.
Sweet. I'm gonna toss the kid.
You toss the kid. Bev, yes! roll with advantage on an attack roll on this winged kobold.
19. Let's see if I can do better. Woo. Okay, 19 plus
you,
5.
You super hit.
Yeah! All right, I have my sword out, right?
Yes.
9.
9 damage. He's dead. Winged kobold goes down.
Yes.
Bye bye.
Finish him.
All right.
Come down from the air.
Okay.
What happens?
I'm up in the air. Is he just floating in the air or is he like on a rafter?
He was down on the ground. He was like waiting for you guys.
Dude, skewer him like a kebab. All right.
So yeah, I think like if he was on the ground, then hard one throws me and I just kebab him.
Cool. Right before he dies, he goes. Killed by an airborne enemy. How ironic.
No, I like that.
And I do take one of his teeth.
You stab him through the head and rip out his tooth.
He had a gold tooth. It was cool.
So you guys are in an empty room.
Mm-hmm.
Moonshine is still looking under the door.
Yeah.
You can see two kobolds still kind of working. And you see the bro kobold is still just like panting up against the door. And you also, go ahead and give me a perception check.
Can be a nat one.
Nat one. Okay.
What do I see?
You see there are some ants under there. Believe it or not. Believe it or not, a lot of bugs get in here. Because
y'all, we got an infestation.
There's no roof, so, you know, bugs just get in.
I gather my
you
picnic
see some skeeters,
back into my
you
pack.
You see some skeeters under there.
Because I Pawpaw ain't sharing.
Pawpaw eats a skeeter, and you see he starts going, it, like, bit him on the tongue as he was going,
this is not lunchtime.
And he starts scratching.
It's battle
he scratches
time.
At his tongue with his little claws.
Quit, you dirty beast.
Oh, wait, there's still a bullywug in the room. Okay, sorry. You guys still have one bullywug in the room with you guys.
Uh-huh. And also a bunch of ants.
And he's almost dead, right?
He has actually not been hit. Beverly has just been ignoring him.
Cool. Right.
Okay. All right. Wait, so whose turn is it?
It is now that Bullywug's turn. Mm-hmm. So he is going to now rush over to Bev.
like
and he
fun.
Crits. I have fucking.
Excuse me.
I can't. It's insane.
Damn. Why can't you
I'm
be rolling
so
for us?
Okay.
How much does he crit for?
I rolled bad on damage, so he only does 6 damage.
Okay, great.
Bev, what are you at?
I'm at 11.
Okay, so
damn.
This bullywug.
I'm also pretty fucked
not
up.
Great.
I'm at 10.
Yeah. This bullywug slashes you. Then that is back up to you, Moonshine.
Things are getting pretty serious here.
Uh-huh.
I gotta look up a spell real quick.
I really don't want to have to, like, retreat to the green teens and sleep again. I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah, there's only 4 people left in this castle that we know
oh,
of.
Oh, we're definitely going to have to retreat and sleep.
It's a ghost castle.
I'm going to... Oh, this is a bonus action. Okay, so first I'm going to take my shillelagh, go after Bullywog.
Bullywog, go for it.
And I say, join your brothers, you family-oriented pieces of shit. And
you
I
mean for like a
8.
Jamboreen?
Yeah, yeah. The final Jamboreen. And then I hit him for 18.
In hell.
18 that hits.
Yeah.
Jamboreen in hell.
And then I hit him for 10.
10.
It's fun. The
he is on death's door.
And then I spores him.
Oh, he's dead. Finish it.
Nice.
Please have mercy.
And then I just hawk a loogie of spores in my hand and slap his face.
That's cool.
Oh, my goodness.
Join your brothers
and
in the dark jamboree.
As a bonus action, I would like to cast my second level healing spirit.
Whoa.
Right. Which is just going to be in the corner of the room. And anytime any of us goes there and enters that space or starts a turn, we get 1d6 hit points back.
Wow.
There's just a healing spirit?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
A healing
what is it?
Spirit for, it's for a minute. So
great.
It's like for a battle.
What's the spirit's name?
It's an effigy of Pawpaw. It's like a giant Pawpaw.
Is it a giant Pawpaw?
Ghastly Pawpaw.
Is it the Pawpaw
sweet,
from
noble
my dream?
Pawpaw.
Yes.
Jack
it's
Pawpaw.
A big Pawpaw that says, come to me if you need healing, Beverly.
And he's got
Beverly
like...
thinks he's dreaming.
What's he
again?
Talking
he's
about?
Got, like,
really?
Some, he's got like some like pregnant looking nipples that you can
just
go.
Just buff nipple to Pawpaw. Suck from my teeth to be healed.
Nurse from my udders, Beverly.
Come, suck at my udders.
And then I'm going to also run into the space and get a D6.
Cool.
Yeah.
Suck at my teats, mother.
Thank you, Pawpaw.
Moonshine, you see Moonshine just fillet a giant buff possum's teat. And she
and
looks
say,
she looks better
y'all,
for
y'all, the yeah. milk is warm.
Hardwood is like, I might rather die, but thank you.
I rush, I guess, wait, it's not my turn, but I try to play it cool, but I am going to start sidling towards Mega
cool.
Mega Papa.
It is actually the kobold's turn.
Uh-huh.
But you hear on the other side of the door, you hear the guy go,
hey, bro, can we talk?
We oh, talk? Shit.
No.
I want to, we can talk to this dude.
You, yeah. hear, you hear whispers on
combat.
The other side.
You guys got to get some more healing. But okay, yeah, play him.
All right, man.
Okay.
What's how much do you squat?
Can I be okay? Do you want me to be honest with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm only like 2 feet tall, and I only weigh like 80 pounds. So I do like 110 pounds, which is like a lot more than my body weight.
That's awesome,
so like,
man.
You should respect that. Cool. Thanks. Cool.
I do.
Cool.
I do.
It means
do.
A lot that you do.
All right. What else?
Okay. So check it out here. We're a pretty craven bunch. I don't super want to fight anymore. Okay. So. We knew you guys were coming back, and you guys fucked up the Bullywugs, you fucked up us, so we said, hey, Bullywug King, you can come live here, you could be our king, because you killed our other guys. So the Bullywug King is fucking here, man. So if you guys just want it, like, he is hiding up in the tower, so I'm
okay.
willing to sell him out if you guys just let us open up the door and run off into the swamp.
Tell you what, we're gonna let you live, but you gotta kill those other 2 kobolds with you.
Go ahead and roll a
hell
persuasion
yeah.
check.
Moonshine does a quiet, breathy, y'all.
Let's just see what my persuasion
oh my
thing is.
Hard 12? Ones?
12? Okay, let me see what he rolls.
Beverly is like watching Hard One's muscles kind of flex involuntarily.
He rolled a 3, so he is so easily convinced. He just goes like, all right, man, but you better get me the fuck out of this. And he goes like...
Hey, Bill and Phil, guys,
Bill and Phil, yeah.
Bill and Phil, guys,
all the kobolds' names rhyme.
Guys, Bill and Phil, you guys just turn around, if we can climb up the wall, they said, well, let us out, I'm so fucking sorry, and you just hear, sorry, Bill.
you hear Phil being like, dude, you just fucking killed Bill. And he stabs Phil too. And then you hear silence. He goes, all right, man, we cool.
Hard one opens the door.
All right, hey, man, thanks.
We're fucking dap this dude up.
They do like the Predator high five, where they like clench hands. They're so muscular.
Oh my God.
I had to get down on one knee to give it to him.
Just this little mini beefcake.
I'm proud of you, little dude.
Oh, thanks, man.
This kid's a regular Derlin.
Y'all, before we completely exit combat, can y'all just come get some healing milk?
Oh, yeah.
I run over.
Since we have it for a minute.
What's up with this healing milk?
You're not touching it.
I can't get in on it.
Yeah, sure? Aren't you lactose intolerant?
Oh, wait, no, we should let him do it, because if he's going to help us kill this Bullywog King, maybe we can.
I'm down. I actually, so here's the thing. You guys killed my whole family, and I killed some of my family. So
can I do a
I'm lost out here, man.
Can I do a perception check?
They were just my friends, dude.
You want to do insight?
Yeah, I want to do an insight check to find out
if we trust this guy.
I am
9.
He just seems freaked out.
Okay. I'm over at the teat, and I'm like, what's going on? Who's this guy?
Oh, just wondering if I can ask. Yes, Beverly, suck from the teat of Pallor.
I feel bad. I made him kill his two friends. I'm just a tiny little taste.
Yeah, just a little.
Okay, maybe they can get a couple, because we have it for a minute. Maybe they can
Well, he has six nipples, so maybe we all just hop on one, right?
Yeah, I think that'll bring us closer together.
Let's all go have like a nice little orgy with Papa.
Yeah. I think I'll let the DM say
so real Papa also drinks from Phantom Papa's milk. You guys all
Papa,
drink.
Quit being greedy. You're drinking too much. And then I'm gonna slap the kobold's face away so that he doesn't get as much as the rest of us.
He's really ravenously going at his. There's a lot of protein in this.
Sharp
teeth. Protein in this, bro. Yeah, sorry. Ow, stop.
This is like a power.
What
like
is
a
this little
milk.
Dragon rat doing at my nip? Get him off.
I slap him.
Do you have the cookies and cream?
Get it, little lizard man.
Mine tasted like mint, dude.
Mine was raspberry.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's what's like whatever name? We imagine.
Hey, what's your name, bud?
My name's Josh.
Hey, Josh, I'm Beverly.
Nice to meet you.
Phil, Lil, Bill, Josh.
Guys, you know what? I feel like you're my new family, and I say that because you killed my family, and I don't have a family now.
That's fair. That's equivalent.
Sweet
sure,
man.
Josh. Why don't you prove your worth before you start making declarations?
Take us to the king.
Take us to the king, and you lead the way.
Yes, ma'am.
You guys suddenly hear...
We're still stealthing.
You're still stealthing.
Yeah. Do we... What health restoration do we get?
Was it a D6?
So it's a D6, but can we get like a little more?
Yeah, because you guys did it out of combat, so you got a couple rounds of it.
So... Yeah.
How long does it last?
It lasts for a minute.
Oh, dope. Okay, so that's like 10 rounds. So you guys are sucking at this teat for like a
full
minute.
Health.
If you guys suck at this teat for a full minute,
no breath.
And we stay here making teat sucking sounds for a full minute, you guys can have full health back.
We have full stealth. We are stealthily slurping the teeth.
Stop nibbling. Do not nibble. Mother.
It's crunchy.
Mother, this hurts.
It's crunchy.
Mother, someone's doing it sensually.
Stop. Okay. You over there. Cut it out.
The kobold is just flicking his tongue on it.
Okay. You guys suck this milk for full health. You suddenly hear like a splash, like somebody jumped out of the tower out back.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he might have. He's turning tail and running.
Oh no!
Is that the king?
That's the freaking king. He had a guy with him too.
If you want family, you better go get him, huh?
Let's all go.
You better earn your milk. Yeah. You gotta earn your milk.
All right, guys, pound it up. He holds a fist out for you guys.
I dap.
Tiny little dap.
Okay, Josh leads you guys.
I give him a thumbs up.
Josh leads you guys through the door. So you guys run through the sleeping area. Josh leads the way. You guys go up into the tower and go up the spiral staircase. You get up to the top. This tower doesn't have a roof. It's open air.
Oh, nice.
You look around and you see dragon bones lining the wall. And like a small pile of treasure. It looks like the old adventurers like maybe weren't able to carry everything when they killed the dragon, so there's still treasure there. You also see a crick bullywug tied to the dragon bones.
Laura.
And he just goes, oh, hey, y'all, if I knew people were coming, I would have made lunch. Just kidding. I've been kidnapped.
Well,
I'm a victim
we'll
here.
Get you. How you stray so far from the crick?
What? Are you from the crick?
I am from how'd the
you
crick.
How'd you get all the way
sure
out of here from the crick?
The jambalaya is a steaming.
Oh, there is jambalaya. Could you do me a favor and untie? You know what? It is so nice to finally meet some people with some hospitality around here.
We're going
to
untie say that too. I wish I had
oh,
some.
Oh, did you see the king? He just jumped out. He jumped off the tower
we
into
did.
The water.
Yeah, we saw that
oh,
guy.
He's just swimming out there. Look at him. He's just swimming away.
You're going to have to be, good, be quiet.
Lord.
You want me to just be quiet? Okay.
You see Josh what? Turns to you guys. Do you guys know this guy?
I throw Josh down.
Fuck Josh!
To try and hit.
You do
the bullywug is so far away. The bullywug is like swimming, like
oh,
real
no.
far. Josh, let me actually roll to see. So you hear him just yell, "Fucked up!" And then silence.
Moonshine.
And then you see a little dragon body just float up to
what the
surface.
Fuck, Moonshine?
I thought I was gonna hit the king.
You killed Josh.
You killed Josh.
Oh, you
then.
Killed Josh there.
You
oh.
like Josh too?
Oh, I don't know. Josh actually, he kicked me when I came in.
All right, he deserved to die. He deserved to die.
He was a bad guy.
I did not mean to kill him. I was trying to get that king bullywog.
Oh,
that's cool.
Should we
hey,
go after
the king?
Hey, does
the king bullywog have the dragon egg?
Yeah, there's not the dragon egg's not in this room right now, right?
Oh, I didn't know there was a dragon egg.
You are so unhelpful.
You know who probably
you're
you
so goddamn polite.
You don't have any hospitality. Let me talk to you. He turns over to Moonshine.
Oh,
hi,
yeah?
How are you?
I
oh,
you know
it's
what?
So good to
it's
see.
Actually been a pretty nice day. Did you see the sunset?
Do you want to wrestle?
Yes, Crick I would love to.
Love
no
to
time
wrestle.
For wrestling.
You,
someone
okay.
just made off with the dragon's egg.
Someone, did. Oh, did the bullywugs didn't have a dragon's egg?
They did
they
not.
Might.
Have,
no.
So it's still in
well,
heaven.
I was with. Okay, so here's what happened. So the bullywugs turned out they're kind of bullies. The
yeah.
bullywugs, right? Crick bullywugs, though. We got hospitality, you know. We'll
yeah.
wrestle. We'll kind of run around, have a little
yeah.
fun. But
sometimes
we just like to have some fun
in
down at
someone's...
the Crick. You see, he's a lot shorter than a normal bullywug. He's about knee high.
And
you know,
his
we only come up about knee high. His teeth are fucked up.
Oh no!
You know, we don't floss like these bullywugs. Anyway, so something ain't right at the crick. So me and a few of my friends came out here in the swamp. Me and my daddy and stuff. But a troll kicked my dad. Yeah, my
troll
dad. My dad
your
died.
Dad?
He kicked my dad. You know, so something
did
ain't
he
right. Something
dead?
Right. He
did
kicked
he
him,
kick
dead.
Him dead.
He's dead.
Oh,
he's dead.
Laura.
Me and some of the me
oh,
and some geez. Of the other crick bullywugs was waiting around for the troll to fall asleep so we could get him, so we can get him back for kicking my dad. But then the troll woke up and he just kicked some of my friends and, you know,
well,
some
so all
of
your friends are dead right
them,
now.
A lot of my friends are dead. A lot of them are dead. You know, some of them are still out there. But
Pawpaw,
you know,
Pawpaw.
I did. I got captured.
Okay, hush up now.
Okay,
hush up, crick bullywug.
You,
you're
okay.
going a mile a minute.
You got it.
And
right.
I understand it. Life is exciting. We're
mm-hmm.
having a good time. But sometimes
I'm just so happy to see
yeah.
some nice folks around here.
So Pawpaw, first off. Go chew that. Go chew that crick bullywug free.
You see that? You see Papa almost out of force of habit goes to start wrestling him.
He goes, "Oh, this is fun. I like this little guy. He's nice. He's nice.
He is nice. You two wrestle a bit.
Oh, we wrestle.
Did this guy ride Papa?
He chews him out. No, he's not. He's bigger than Papa. He's like 2 feet tall. He's about knee high. You know, Papa's not knee high.
I think Beverly resents not being the cutest member of the group anymore.
Yeah, he's this little orange bullywug that's like 2 feet tall.
He's got big rosy.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, y'all? My name's Jonah.
Hey, Jonah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm Hardwell Surfwick. Nice to meet you.
Okay.
Just keep your mouth closed. You're just
so,
like...
So I was, you know, I was out here with my family. I went out to get some bugs. We go, you know, we like to eat flies and such.
Yeah.
So
we get
I'm,
it.
I'm going out. I'm going out to get myself a snack. Day after, my daddy gets kicked to death, right?
Yeah,
and
right,
several
right.
of my
kicked
other friends get kicked
troll.
To death. You know, something ain't right at the crick, but something ain't right. Seems like something ain't right everywhere
yeah.
these days,
yeah,
is what I would say.
Right
so these bullywugs, they go, I'm gonna make you go out and do work for us. You're gonna catch us flies and stuff. And I say, flies? You want me to catch a fly with my tongue and then put a fly in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
That is disgusting.
Right.
So they, you know, they started tying me up.
That's
they
too
started
bad.
Tying
Can
me
we skip
up
to
and
the dragon's egg? Yeah, what's the
oh, yeah.
I'm doing anything.
I don't know
what
let... you're talking about
honest.
A dragon's
okay.
egg. I can
okay,
tell you.
Jonah.
I can tell you what I know.
Okay,
so
yeah,
I was getting,
it,
I was getting
yeah.
dragged around by these bullywugs.
Yep.
They got no hospitality.
I know.
Let me tell you that. So
I
they dragging
it.
Me around, right? So y'all must have. Y'all were the ones that killed a bunch of them the other day, right?
Correct.
Yes. Guilty as charged.
Oh, that's that's nice of you, because I did not like them. They had no hospitality. So they were actually planning on going to that old... They were talking about the bay. They were going to steal the staff from the bay, right? What?
The Bullywugs wanted to steal the staff.
The Bullywugs wanted to get some weapons, so they wanted to go to Moonstone so that they can, you know...
Take the trident.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so they could take that little trident there.
Laura.
So they were going to take that, but then... So the kobolds, you know, they had lots of weapons and stuff because they used to have the dragon here. Dragon would give them stuff and such is what I hear, you know, just kind of gossip around the swamp and been out here
Oh, I love chatting.
Before my daddy got kicked by a troll.
I just wanted the record to show that Beverly does not like Jonah.
Okay. Of animosity.
So the winged kobold shows up and he says that he, the Bullywug king, could be the new king of the kobolds and that they had a special sword for him.
Oh, and did so he run away he with that came, sword then?
Bullywug picked up that sword and that sword did not have good hospitality. I'll tell you what.
Oh, it had some of that bad
juju.
You saying it was a cursed sword?
I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of reminds me of some of the stuff that's going on in the Crick.
Yeah.
There's some bad juju down at the Crick. We'll talk about that later.
So, I'll tell you, something ain't right. I was out there, my uncle cousin.
Which one?
My uncle cousin.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah.
I know him, Jebediah.
Jebediah the Crick Bullywug, right? He drank some Crick water. He turned into a frog. Hemoth, just a big old frog monster. I had to kick him to death.
No way.
Yeah,
that's not hospitable.
I had to kick him to death. That's not hospitable, you know, but he ate my cousin nephew. So,
that is so interesting to hear because Crick water, as everyone knows, it's highly caffeinated and a little bit alcoholic, but I never heard of it turning anyone into hemoth.
So they just mentioned to us that there was the sword. They didn't say anything about the egg.
Okay, so we'll look for the
egg.
But
you guys are,
here.
You know what? Why don't we help ourselves with this treasure here? Because there is a lot of treasure.
Oh, Bullywug
did grab some of the gold and jumped into the water with it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So the Bullywug King ran off
with the sword and a kobold, or anybody else?
He grabbed a nice shield out of here that was kind of a cool looking shield. It was shiny. It was
that
nice.
That does sound cool.
Cool cloak.
I'm gonna start picking up some treasure. I'm
picking up some treasure.
Can we look around the room?
You look through the treasure. You guys spend some time taking all the treasure. You guys get 120 gold, 390 silver, 453 copper.
Oh, man, shit.
Hard one. You find in there two masterwork throwing axes, like two really well-made throwing axes. Those
are
plus one.
Good thing that boomerang shit didn't come back to me.
You guys
I got a new throwing axe now.
You guys find these green, really lightweight boots. These are boots of elven kind. They give you advantage on stealth rolls.
Y'all, I think these might be my size.
You also find a beautiful oak fiddle that says Old Betsy written on it.
Old Betsy?
Old Betsy.
Old Betsy.
It says Old Betsy.
I play the strings and they're very out of tune and I say, that sounds nice.
With my violin appreciation merit patch.
means you like violin?
Yeah, no, I can tell that this is a good violin.
Okay.
You see Jonah starts slapping his knee. Are we having a jamboree now?
I put my hand on his arm.
Jonah, I'm so sorry, but
the jamboree is canceled.
The jamboree is currently canceled.
Which jamboree are you talking about? Because I'm just talking about any jamboree.
All jamborees
are when you're with your friends, it's always a jamboree. So as Jonah's doing this, Beverly, you kind of, as you guys are collecting the gold and stuff, something catches your eye. You pick up what you think is a gold piece, but it is an amulet of Pelor. It has a sunburst.
I know the sigil.
It has a gold chain, and then it's a big platinum, you know, circular. It looks like a locket almost.
Mm-hmm.
And on the front is a sunburst. And you pick it up, and as soon as you pick it up, you recognize it as being Theala's necklace.
Guys!
This necklace. Whoa, scared the shit out of me.
Sorry.
From the poster on your wall.
This is Theala's necklace. It's a holy relic.
And you see, as you say that, it cracks.
I can fix this.
That's where we'll end our session.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Oh, man.
That was a fun one, guys. All right.
That's great. The Allah's necklace.
The Allah's necklace, guys.
Does the old Betsy fiddle do anything?
It's a fiddle.
It fiddles real good.
You'll have to check it out next time. Okay, guys, check out our subreddit, r/notanotherdndpodcast.
We're in there.
Yeah, guys, at the end of the episode, we always do shout-outs in character. So rate the show, give us 5 stars, and request which character you want to shout-out from, and we'll shout you out at the end of the show. It's really fun.
Easy
Follow
enough.
Us on Twitter, at Jake Hurwitz, at eaxford, at Caldy, at chmurf is me. Buy our book. Emily and I have a satirical relationship advice book out called Hey You Up, How to Turn Your Booty Call into Your Emergency Contact.
Available on Amazon. It's a very different type of humor from this.
A little bit. There's no D&D.
Wouldn't it be fun to see different sides of
There
everyone?
Is a fantasy map in it, though.
That's true.
It's beautifully illustrated.
There
true,
are
yeah.
a few references to Lord of the Rings, because how could we not?
Yeah, dude. Aragorn and Arwen, is there a more pure relationship?
Listen to If I Were You, watch Drawfee, youtube.com/Drawfee, and check out 8-Bit Book Club with me, Emily and Caldwell.
Yeah. Tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD.
Yeah.
P-O-D, baby.
We are the youth of the nation. We are.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. We're going to do our shout-outs now, starting with DM shout-outs. M. Poletti, 1028, and 99 Knives, you requested shout-outs from me, the Dungeon Master, a.k.a. the Direct Messenger himself. So here's a direct message to you. You guys rule. Hunter Hunt and You asked for a shout-out from a bunch of people, so instead, they'll get a shout-out from Scoutmaster Denny. A green teen is never needy. Asking for too many shout-outs is just plain greedy. Two people asked for Bullywug shout-outs, and one suggested that it should be a Bullywug that was just about to retire, so here we go.
Lady Applesauce, I'm gonna do one last shout-out, and then I'm quitting this job. Oh no! I've just been stabbed by Reggie Miles! I was supposed to open a dentist office!
That's it for me, guys. Let's catch up with Hard One, Beverly, and Moonshine.
The Mexican Edgar, the bastard of the border. Luke John Cox, the cockfighter. Cocksure and sure Cox. Becky and KC, Becky with the good quads. Gabby Garcia, the townsfolk Gab of your grace and courage. B-Mart 847, the dagger of the deep, my brother in arms. David A. from Maine, the lobster lord, champion of strong claw. Daddy Lair, the godless father. Deer Hunter, the doe headsman. A hearty thanks from this hearty dwarfin.
An excerpt from the Diary of Beverly Togold, Fifth Leaf Green Teen, and co-secretary of the Galateron High School Enchanted Chess Watching Club. Dear Diary, my Scoutmaster Hard One has a lot of cool nicknames, like Pride of the Dwarfinage and B-Word of the Mountain, and it got me thinking, if I had a nickname, what would it be? Here's a list of potential nicknames that I think would be just swell. Tough Fluff, Jeffrey Carbine, Dellen Mast, Xeno Loaf, ooh, I like that one, Keegan, Ryan Firth, ER888, Lambi Rambi, or Bizarinate. Wow, that one sounds like some sort of automaton. Maybe I'll ask Hard One himself what he thinks, but I have a bad feeling he'll suggest something like Little Stain, which I've got mixed feelings about. Until next time, Beverly, insert nickname here, Togold the Fifth.
Hey y'all, Moonshine here. Just wanted to extend my wettest, warmest well wishes to Aaron T. Cleveland, EA Deporte, Stash Ninja, Olga Zastout, and JoJo Hats. The team of you is more fun than a bullywug in heat during a full moon. Oh, and Papa over here just hacked up a pile of half-digested crickets to form the words Tearing It Up 25. Whatever that means.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.